Good evening, folks. It's a Thursday evening at 7, and
you know what that means.
You know what that means? That until 8 o'clock p.m., that it's time to guess what?
Guess what? It's
because it's time for the show again.
Apologies for everyone that had to listen to our opening monologue, as the levels on the mics were just extraordinarily loud. Now
so
that we have all that
sitting at the controls right now.
Listen. I'm focused on content, not always focused on the technical side of things. But
do we deliver on the content side of things, don't we?
That's what I would say we're known for.
Yep.
Paul, say some things to keep the people occupied while I find a song to play, because I forgot we're supposed to do that.
No, I got you. This is what I'm made for. Ginger Snaps.
By
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh wait, you're reading stuff.
Fire Trucks.
Never mind.
Scottish Soup.
These are words.
Honda
these
Civic.
Are all words. What's a good one to play?
Swampy Lagoon.
Okay, I got one. This is a sorry about that. This is an seminal 90s British indie rock band. They got that nice jangle going. You love that. This is one I've been listening to a lot this week. Here's Can't Be Sure by The Sundays.
Give me a story, give me a vent, give me possessions.
So once again, that was Can't Be Sure by the Sundays. Very lovely song. Been listening to that whole album a lot lately. Really, really enjoying it. Everything is so catchy. And that's all I got. What's up next, Paul?
Next up, we have a song from the new Pond album that I gave a little glimpse of last time. So this is the title track Pond. From that song, Tasmania by Pond. Did you hear those notes?
There were sure a lot of them in that song. That's the problem with music these days, is there's so many notes out there, and they're all
you
happening.
Can't keep them straight.
Can't keep them straight in my little dumb baby head that I have. Well, anyway, here's next up is a man that makes sense to my little dumb baby brain. The inflappable Randy Newman. I would say this is off. It's got to be the one I've listened to the most of his. It's got to be Good Old Boys. But this one, this week, been definitely feeling a lot, jamming a lot, walking around to it. I love it a lot. Here's Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man by Randy Newman. There's something that I think is so great about his songs. You know, they straddle the line between being very, very silly and outrageous, but also, you know, you got your necessary serious parts to be seen as a thinking man. But, you know, I think he straddles that fun line really well, which I always appreciate as someone who doesn't take a lot of things seriously.
Also, no, you were not just hearing that. The song, yes, did go down in level significantly through part of that song when Calvin was
we weren't trying to hide a swear or anything in the song, because we'd never do that, and we've never used that technique for a song before. But yeah, I messed up. Sorry about that. What's up next? Oh, actually, I like this song.
Yeah, next up we have a song from the Solange opener. Knowles, her new album. Called When I Get Home, and the song is so pretty. Things I Imagined. I think is the working title of this song. So, here is Things I Imagined by Solange. I imagine things I imagine. absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I love this trend of just weird, spacey, ambient approach to pop down. You know, you see a lot of Blonde, you could basically say it was like all of is all that. Yeah. But I mean, this song, this album's got some definitely. This, no, it's not all the songs are as spacey as this one, but what an intro, I would say.
I'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah, too. I would honestly verbatim. Next up is a really, really enjoyable pop tune off this album. I was definitely digging a lot over the summer and just kind of came back to recently. I'm pretty sure my friend has a band named after this song, or because I know he's a Arthur Russell fan, but here's Big Moon by Arthur Russell. Big moon, calling me down. Like I said that it would be big moon. Up on the pole, come and bring her back to me. 2 years ago, in the cold and blowing snow. I never seen her before, but now her face is all I know. Big, big, big moon.
Well, I just found out who our spring concert is, so I guess it's my moral obligation to tell everyone that's listening to all 1,000 Lafayette students that listen to it.
Yep. Next up...
It was a joke. I can't tell you, but I can't say who it is, but it's funny.
Next up, we have...
Not the joke was funny. The person, the choice is funny. Yes, my joke was bad.
Yes. Next up, we have a song from...
One more point I have to add, Paul. All right, wait, no, actually, I forgot. You can continue.
Wait, one sec. Sorry, guys. Calvin, am I good?
No, yeah, you're set. All right,
we're back. So the next song that we have coming up is from one of my favorite one of my favorite... rap groups of all time, A Tribe Called Quest, and this is kind of shows their their instrumental style of going about things. So this is Jazz We've Got by A Tribe Called Quest.
Young with a laid back tone, the aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in a sound. Captivate the mass as the growth is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fists. For we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it. But yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bow. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool I breathe. The cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horns, you can check out the cipher. Sideways, but competition they must come straight way. Competition they try to come sideways, but competition they must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Piper really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so did I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabaranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock, but the low end theory's here, it's time to wreck shop. I got tip and shot, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look and listen, but please don't stare. So get to the store and buy the LP, or drive RCA cassettes and CDs. Produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef and Slim, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers, so the new shit can rock from Boston Master Pequot. Cause where I come from, quality is job one. And everybody up on me, you know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Ayo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz move that ass for the chop originates. That feeling up his ass. It's a universal sound. Bust the buffers on the ground. In the 1-6 below, you didn't have to go. Some say that I'm a soldier cause I was hat and orgy. And sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out. All my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And they lost soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new BN, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man Lost Professor, you don't stop. For the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. To keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last but not least, on the short shot, it's the Zulu Nation.
You know, as someone who listens to music for with no other depth or approach than I hope I can relate to this song, I very much related to that song because I, in fact, also have got jazz. So thank you, A Tribe Called Quest, you know, for showing me the light. Next up is a song that I played for Paul last night. I just remembered it. It's from this horrific, horrific, horrible horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's this beautiful, like, opening. I tried watching part of it today, this morning, and it was pretty tough to get through. But it's like this beautiful opening sequence.
You tried watching the movie this morning?
Yeah, yeah. It's on YouTube, like, unblocked, which is pretty insane.
Jeez.
But yeah, it was like this horror movie called Cannibal Holocaust in the I think it was the 80s or something in Italy. And it was grotesque and brutal, and like that they and they also pitched it as a movie where like the actors actually were killed in it, which is a type of movie. And what actually happened was that they paid off the actors to like stay out of like any like public eye. They would like a couple of them like hold up in South Africa, and then the guy who made the movie got sued, and he had to go around and find all the people that he made go hide because they didn't want to, you know, spoil. Well, once he got sued, he had to find them and regather them all up. But anyway, the whole point of it is that I think it's so weird that this like disgusting movie's got this fantastic, beautiful opening song. So anyway, here is the main theme from Cannibal Holocaust. So yeah, and the opening sequence of the movie is they use that song. It's like this beautiful, you know, panning, like, you know, landscape scene setting up over the river, over the forest. And it's like, well, you know, this is pretty nice. And then you realize that the title of the movie is friggin' Cannibal Holocaust. And you're like, oh my God. Either way, very funny contradiction, I think. But really nice little piece there from Mr. Riz Ortolani. I'll pronounce it that way. What's up next, Paul?
Next up, we have a song from Wolfpack. Is a very quaint little song about this guy, you know, wanting to play football with his friends.
But he's got
to
wait for the moment.
Yeah. And see this girl, and he's waiting for the moment. So here is "Wait for the Moment" by Wolfpack.
Wow, very pretty. Hey, nice song, dude. Yeah, nice song, man. Good choice. Next up is a a guy I really like, a rapper, Mike, his name is in all caps. A couple of my friends that know this stuff, all the cool stuff going on with New York City hip hop, a lot better than me, told me about him. But I'm pretty sure he did some work on Earl's new album, and he's got a very similar sound to that of this sort of like hazy, lo-fi, sample-based beat going, and then like kind of like lazy, but like really, really, I don't know what a great sense of flow over it. But just really, really cool sound that I've been hearing a lot more recently. But here's October Baby by Mike.
Mike?
So yeah, I think that hazy sound that I've been hearing a lot more is really, really cool. I love stuff that sounds like that. Paul, tell me about the song that you picked while I type this out. Tell me about the song that you picked to be the next song to be played on the show.
Well, the song that I picked to be the song that we're gonna play next on the radio show that we're doing right now for the next couple minutes. For the next couple of minutes, the song will be playing, just to let you guys know,
in case anyone and,
just listen in if you want. You can also,
no pressure,
you know, like turn down your radio or whatever if you don't want to listen. But the song that we have coming up next, on the show, in line is, You by Mick Gee.
Thank you.
It's time for Rapid Fire Hour. We have to get some songs done in a short amount of time. So the next one, the next song is Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones. Man, what a fun one. Too bad we don't have time to talk about it. What's the next song, Paul?
Oh, the next one that's playing is Red Light Demo by Hero.
Oh, it's already playing.
I prepared for that song by putting on a big old sweatsuit and just getting some nice two-pound weights and getting those pumps in.
Well, because I'm a genius when it comes to time management, and this is a known fact that everybody knows, I budget my time really wisely. I'm really smart with the ways that I split up my actions and things I have to do over the time that I have to do it.
So am I.
I budgeted the time for the rest of the show perfectly so that we'd have enough time for a formal thank you to everyone that listens, a little send-off, summation for the show before the last song, because as everyone knows, I'm very smart when it comes to doing things that I have to do. So, set us off. I think I've probably played this song on the show before, but been listening to a lot this week. And let's be honest, who doesn't get haunted by that summer feeling?
And don't forget, folks, if you are listening to this station right now, that means that you are listening to
Guess what? It's time for the show again
with Paul
and Calvin. And by the way, the station that you're listening to is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you, guys. Here's That Summer Feeling by Jonathan Richman.
That summer feeling. When there's things to you gotta, when you run for love, not because you oughta, when you trust your friends with no reason, nada, the joy I've named shall not be tamed, and that summer feeling. gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year, and that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day, because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day, and then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you, and that summer feeling's gonna taunt you, and then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life. Starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. Top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with a water fountain, and there's a little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the switch and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Summer feeling, summer feeling. time you lose, you're gonna want this feeling inside.